Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we are joined by two of the most fabulous guests we've ever had.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two of the kindest men in my life.
Yes.
Introducing Matt Stewart and Dave Warnicki.
Thanks so much for having us,
dude. You might know us from our website, dogoonpod.com/live-shows/.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, I think I might know that website. What's that website again?
Can you give us one more time? dogoonpod.com/. Uh-huh. No backslashes here.
Yeah.
Live-shows /.
It's actually a great spot to find out about upcoming shows in Perth. My live stand-up special being released on the Stupid Old Channel. And also our upcoming UK tour.
Yeah, wow.
Going to Birmingham, Glasgow, Leeds, London,
Manchester,
and
Bristol.
The dates for that, I would love to go there. But,
yeah, when will this be?
I need to make sure I'm available.
We'll be in the UK between the 8th of November. Remember the 8th of November and the 20th. Of November.
Remember the 20th of November.
Yeah, you're gonna miss my birthday.
That's okay. That's right. Best way to celebrate Joel Zammert's birthday is to go see Do Go On.
No.
It's the best place to celebrate Joel Zammert's birthday is to go see Matt and Dave live in the UK.
Yeah, exactly.
Where their tour poster, they're wearing funny British hats.
Yeah, it was very good.
We're trying to fit in with.
I think you will.
We had to send the photos to all the comedy clubs and the bars and stuff that were doing the shows at, and I'm like, is this offensive to your culture?
What are you playing at, mate?
Is this a laugh? You having a laugh? Yeah. You having a laugh?
You're looking down on this here geezer culture, eh, fellas?
That was the best impression I've ever heard.
That was flawless.
Yeah, I know.
I was transported to merry old England just then.
Do you think you could open for us to sort of
absolutely. Get the I'm locals. On the bill now.
Yeah.
That sounded more like an American doing an Australian accent. I thought you were wrestling a crocodile.
Welcome to sunny England.
You're good at accents, Sam.
And I also am very good at accents.
That's true. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Whoa! And we are asking a very important question today.
That's right. It is a special episode. Yeah. So we're asking a special question.
Uh-huh. What is it?
The very important question is, how would you bless a small village?
We've cursed enough small villages in our time, okay? The destruction.
We owe them one.
We've left our way. Yeah, exactly. It's time to give back. Exactly. You know, sometimes you got to give back to the community, not just take.
Well, usually what happens is we roll into a small village, plumbing the Death Star by themselves. Mm-hmm. The village is like, fuck.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
We're there for an hour or two.
Yeah.
Fuck these loathed fools. Mm-hmm. Get out of our village. We get strapped to a donkey. They slap the donkey. Yeah. The donkey charges out of town, and we say, Oh,
you know what?
Get fucked.
Yeah. And we cursed them. It's just one donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But this, but this time,
yeah,
we've brought our two beautiful friends.
Absolutely.
Matt and Dave, similar to how we're bringing them to the UK, but then going straight home. Yeah. You won't see us there, but
it's a metaphorical bring.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Will we be strapped to a donkey for the flight?
I think
no,
so.
I think it'd be strapped to a plane. I'm like strapped, I mean, wearing a seatbelt on the inside of a plane.
That's how I often refer to going on a plane. Can't wait to get strapped on this plane.
Can't wait to get strapped in. Yeah, I'm going to be strapped in.
Well, yeah, strapped in's normal. That's a normal. In fact, they say strap in.
Yeah, well. Yeah,
yeah. No, okay, sure. Yeah, right. Moving on. Yep.
If you're like, hey, mate, just strap in. That makes sense. Oh, my God.
Are you an airline
I'm
host?
A pilot.
Yeah, you're the pilot.
You, okay, you were the
fly the plane.
Pilot comes out. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Strap in. We are at, we're 40,000 whatever the pilot, into the sky. If anyone could just please strap in. You're in for a drink.
Well, I felt like the pilot was saying it to me specifically, which is scary. It's a pilot walking down the aisle being like, hey, strap in. I'm like, it must be important.
Pilot is about to fuck you.
Yeah.
Strap it. In front of everyone here, strap
it. You're like
in.
Just getting, like, you're getting all your, like, your books and your iPad and your little Nintendo yeah. Switch ready for the plane, and the pilot comes in, looks at you, and he's like, better strap in, mate. Oh, and maybe God. Gives you a cheeky wink. I don't know what's happening.
I think I would become.
You think that. Yeah. Someone saying strap in means prepared for us to fuck.
I think if the pilot said it to
oh,
me. Because then I think I would become like yes, the biggest celebrity on the plane. Like if you watched me walk up to the cabin and then walk back and it's clearly I'm quite ruffled and flushed, you'd be like, oh my God.
You're doing the walk of shame from the
down the airport airplane.
Down to economy class.
I think people would be lining up for my autograph personally.
Yes. The Mile High Club. That's just fucking anyone.
Yeah.
That's got to be like the Platinum Mile.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. the pilot.
Because we're putting the whole plane at risk.
Well, you know? See, I think if the pilot says comes out and says strap in, I'm expecting a loop. Like the pilot's like, I'm about to do some crazy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought yeah. as well. Yeah. And if he's winking at you, it's like, I don't care if anyone else gets injured. I want you to survive because later on, we're going to fuck.
Welcome to the Platinum Mile High Club, brother.
Oh my God.
So we've brought out two good friends to this small yes. village and they're like, you guys are unreal. And mm-hmm. we're like, we've never been loved before. We should bring Matt and Dave with us more. Uh-huh. This time we've had to sit together and be like, we gotta bless this.
We gotta give back
yeah.
to the village that welcomed yeah. us with their open arms. Yeah. And you know what I always find
yeah.
that I always have a struggle with is time management.
Sure.
Uh-huh. And I often think how much I would get done if there was another me. So I would love to bless this village with another them. Every person just gets another them.
Okay. Hey,
what a blessing.
Every two-person household, four-person household.
You're a one-child family. You're a two-child family, and you also have two dads and two moms.
If I feed one of the me's,
yeah.
does the other me get fed?
Oh, good question.
I guess not, because we're giving them a whole other person, right?
Yeah. I will say yes, because you're using okay. the time yeah. management. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good point.
You're using the time management, and if you make a new person and they also have to eat, yeah. that's slowing it down. But if everything one person eats, the other person's also eating.
How about this? We do like once every 24 hours,
uh-huh.
you can just absorb the other you and you get like the best of both situations. So you get each other's knowledge, experiences, things you've consumed. Mm-hmm. And then after maybe 30 seconds, you get split apart again.
And then before you come together, do you say, strap in?
So how would this work? So if I went and saw Matt and Dave show in the UK Birmingham with my other me.
Yeah.
And then we both had obviously a perfect time.
Yeah.
And then straight after the show,
I absorbed
the other me. Does that mean I've enjoyed the show twice as much as everyone else?
Not only that, but you've also seen it from slightly different perspectives.
Whoa! I don't know what that would feel like.
See, in your memory, it's sort of like a 3D.
Yeah.
3D scan.
Wow.
How in control of the other me am I? Is the other me going to come back and absorb and it might be bad?
Maybe. I mean, it's you.
Maybe.
Well, so, it's you. Yeah. How bad are you?
But can he be punished for your other person's
Well, it was
crimes?
You, so yeah.
So, like, if the other me came back and I was like, you've been eating worms. Is that a scenario that's going to happen?
Well, yeah, because would you go eat worms?
Yeah,
because
it is you, Jackson. Yeah. So I guess...
If I ate worms... But then in that situation, if the me came back, I would be like... Oh, we've been eating worms.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Oh, it's good to see we've both been eating worms.
So it's not going to be like a bizarro version.
No, it's exactly you at the moment you split. And then you have 24 hours to do whatever you want. And if you would like to, I mean, you don't have to do 24 hours. You can do a week. You can do a year.
Are you going to need a bigger house, a second, you know, extra bedrooms and stuff? Or are you you're sort of clocking on and clocking off?
No, because it's like, it's like not time. A real person, really. So you can just like put them under the bed or whatever.
Oh, well, no, you absorb each other, right?
Oh, so you absorb for sleep. You can absorb each other and just share a bed.
I kind of feel like what I'd like to do is just send the other me out into the world and be like, I'll see you in a year and just see what he did, you know?
Because you've experienced it. He comes back and you go, worms, that's all?
A whole year?
Yeah, eating worms?
Yeah, I dug a hole for a year because I thought that 1 year down might have the best worms.
I fell in the hole, couldn't get out, had to live on worms. Oh my God. How far away were you just outside the village?
Okay, so, I mean, it would be a blessing, I guess.
Yeah.
You go to sleep for 8 hours. Your other me goes to sleep for 8 hours. In the morning, you combine. Oh, that's 16 hours of rest.
Oh my God.
But also, I guess you could do the other way around. Like, if you're worried about space, you could just have one of you agrees to be nocturnal, basically.
Oh, yeah.
You get so much shit done.
So much done.
Would it be less impressive, though, if you're able to do so extra shit, but every single person in the village can do extra shit?
Your village, but as a whole, your village would be killing the next village.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Could you just send all yourselves in to go kill the next village?
Literally kill the next village.
Also, it comes down to, like, say, choices as well. What if you're in the situation where it was like, oh, I don't know if I want to say, you know, marry this particular person or not. Well, I can send single me out, has a great time, and then they just do that, and I'm happily married at home.
Wow,
and then a year later, you absorb and you go, oh no!
What have I done? I'm so sorry!
What did you do to those worms? So if you're... Well, because I'm always nervous about the monkey paw scenarios.
Yeah, of course. You
know? This one's flawless, though. I don't know why you could possibly be worried.
That's what I'm just asking, just to make sure. Before we lock this in. Yeah. So, you know, one of you is nocturnal, right?
Yeah.
When you reabsorb, do you get the vitamin D deficiency?
Well, of course. Because if you're getting...
Or would it even out?
Maybe. Because you're getting the positive, so I'm assuming you get the negatives as well, right?
I guess.
I mean, that would just make sense. Ooh. So if I'm like, say, for example, I eat a burger and then my me eats a burger.
Yeah.
And then we absorb.
That's two burgers,
right?
Oh, no.
One hell of a shit.
But we've also been, you know, say, exercising. We've also moving around or whatever. So that's really the same amount. Hopefully you would burn it out. Much. But I'm a lazy piece of shit.
And my
me, I assume, is also a lazy piece of shit.
Yeah.
So. And you can't get them to be... like a gym junkie somehow?
Well, they would be like, well, why don't you do it? And I don't want to do it.
This
is the problem.
What I'm scared about is so you keep saying I absorb the other me, but what if the other me absorbs me?
But well, if they're both you, they're both matter. You. And
then no, but I am me.
Yeah.
Do you get to claim to be the original you?
Yeah, like I am the original me and the other me pops out and makes a fart noise.
Well, that's what...
yours is the only one that does that.
Is it possible that they think the same thing?
That's what I'm scared of.
Yeah, they would, because they would be you. So if you think that, then yeah.
So everything if I get absorbed, but I'm gone
for like maybe 30 seconds, then you just pop back out.
But is that the same me?
So if you're very strong-minded, it's going to be dangerous. But if you're sort of
weak, like Jackson,
yeah.
I wouldn't say
worm-like.
Weak. I'd say more
sort of like a maggot man.
Kind of like if you blow your nose into a tissue,
and then
that became a guy.
Snail without a shell could be a human.
That's
being.
How you see yourself. Yeah. Well, that's just how rag. They see.
That's
you.
Just how I am.
You've got to really. I'm trying to figure out the Sans Pants dynamic.
Yeah.
I know when you're around Adam Cannavale,
yes,
he becomes the lower status guy.
But when
he's not around, you're the lower status.
Oh, yeah.
What happens when you're not around?
I don't know. I'm not there.
Right. Does it go up to. Because the other two guys here, the Joels,
yeah.
they're kind of like the silverback gorillas.
Yeah, yeah, Joel, yeah, yeah. Joel's together strong.
And
yeah,
maybe right. Cass, is Cass as well the other silverback?
No,
I would say that Rungs go Adam, me, Cass, everyone else.
Yeah.
Oh, Cass is on the...
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cass does this beautiful thing, and she often has Jackson as a distraction.
Yeah.
So it would be like, Jackson, you get your... Pull your life together. You're always out at like 3 a.m. going to McDonald's. Just
eating worms.
Just
eating
worms. Shoving that gross worm mouth hole of yours with sloppy burgers. Yeah. Get a hold of yourself. Cass, you're beautiful and amazing. Never change.
We did it together. We're at McDonald's at the same time.
But I was with Cass. I was with Cass the whole time. Why?
I got a small fry.
Yeah, that's a good
bless.
Yeah.
I think there's some sort of like existential issues with it.
Because the one thing is you start as one person and then you go to two people and then you come back as one person with two persons' experience.
Is it possible
and then you keep splitting?
This has already happened. And that Dusha is the split off of you, Zamet.
Whoa.
What happened? I mean, there's some very like interesting divergences in our lives that has happened for this to...
A five-year age gap? That is confusing.
Well, the science isn't clear yet.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know. Like,
there's no science behind blessing a village.
Well, exactly. Your bless doesn't even have to be maybe your bless isn't actually just another version of you. It's just another person. Maybe the bless doesn't have to... Yeah, it doesn't look like you. It's kind of like twins that aren't identical.
Oh. Okay.
No, that's scary. That's worse.
Who's
that's
the Danny DeVito in this scenario?
We're both Danny DeVito.
So what happens if your new person dies? Or one of the people dies?
Oh,
like, do you both die? Or can you still
reabsorb the corpse?
Well, I guess like reabsorb the corpse.
And experience dying.
Yeah. But then if I'm experienced, would I be hard?
Oh, man. You've just given me an expendable person. Oh, no.
Well, Jackson.
Watching me get hit by a train.
Jackson.
Yes.
You've given... You're also dispendable to them.
Oh, me and my me kill each other, I guess.
Well, it's either that or you suck each other off.
Which are the only two things
that I can imagine you doing.
You open the door to my house and you hear like a wet slopping sound and you're like, either they're 69ing or one of them stabbing the other.
Both sound the same.
I don't know if I want to find out. And then you close the door. It's not for you. Fair enough.
It's been six minutes. Sound like? This wet slopping sound kind of like that can sound like either death.
I'll do it. Hang on, I'll do it.
That is wet.
That's a wet stab.
That is a wet stab.
I'm a wet man.
It's a big knife and a big mouth.
Yeah.
One of Jackson's world famous wet socks.
Yeah, that's what's happened to me. That's pretty cool. I think.
So I think that's a good blessing.
Yeah, I mean, everyone will be. I reckon four thumbs up because there's two of them.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't really see any problems. Everyone's experienced life and it won't change anybody for the worse.
No, I don't think so. I was thinking about Hansel and Gretel.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking it'd be awesome to be made of candy and have a house made of candy.
Made of candy yourself.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice if the world was candy.
Candy. So I'll turn everybody in the village, inhabitants and buildings, into candy.
Now,
like a gumdrop eyes, your tongues are... ice cream.
If you are made of candy, are you gonna like candy still?
Yeah.
If your house is made of human cannibal flesh.
Yeah. Well, I don't like the taste of human flesh. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Good point, actually.
Yeah, that was close to admitting something. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, if your house is made of candy and you're made of candy's still good.
Yeah, but you're made of candy. Can you still taste the candy?
Yeah.
Or does everything just taste like ice cream?
Well, everything tastes like
that's a dream.
It's not bad.
Well, everything doesn't taste like tongue.
That's true. Tongue does have a distinct flavor.
Yeah. Well, I guess you'd be tasting your saliva. Because your saliva would also be made of candy.
It'd be like
Coca-Cola or something.
Like, would it be like a sugar syrup? No, Coca-Cola. All right. Yeah. We're leaking Coca-Cola.
Yeah, like Coke syrup
blood
or whatever.
Blood is
Coke.
A lot of it is Coke, I feel.
Yeah.
So all fluids in the body are now Coca-Cola?
Yeah, the various, you know, so maybe your saliva's Coke Zero. Okay. Your piss is Diet Coke. Blood is Coke with, it's like cherry cola.
Yeah.
What's vanilla Coke?
Vanilla Coke would be cum.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, that's
with a bit of corn flour.
That's going to be a game changer.
Yeah. Vanilla Coke is cum. Yeah, that changes everything.
Awesome question. Do you think if cum had the same consistency as piss, it would feel as good to do?
Ah, or better.
Well, it's a, okay.
Is there a condition that makes you have like watery gums?
Well, what if you have the same volume?
Oh,
well, yeah, because it's the same volume. I reckon that feels better.
As what a 600 mil bottle of Coke.
If you come a 600 mil bottle of
Every time. Just becomes a little Coke bottle and you just unscrew it to piss and gum.
So you can't sort of really tell the difference.
And then you got to screw it back on and it rebuilds on. That's what's happened to your body.
It's not great sesh, babe.
What a blessing this is.
What a blessing. Was I lacking in candy? Flavored saliva.
Well, what's bad? I mean, what's so bad about it? It's a change.
I mean, what? Okay. I'm going to hit your question with another question.
Sure.
What's good about this?
Okay.
Candy tastes good.
Uh-huh.
Piss tastes good now.
That's definitely the biggest plus. Well,
what happens to food? Like, if I'm like, I wanted to have a... Okay, I'm eating a steak.
Sure.
Just before I get blessed by Jackson's blessing.
Yeah.
What happens to this steak?
The steak would become a gummy steak. But if you brought steak from outside, it would just be a steak.
Okay, now can I eat that steak?
Well...
From what outside. Are teeth?
Yeah, can you digest it?
Teeth are candy corns now.
So no, you can't eat the steak.
But if you mushed it up, you could drink it.
Do I still need certain nutrition?
You actually need candy now. Okay. That's the only food group
left. I don't even care about steak.
Yeah.
Your village is going to be...
Fucked.
Kids from surrounding towns are just going to be there nonstop.
You've got a target to this town.
Yeah,
but also, I'm hungry. I'm really hungry. I've already eaten my house.
Don't do that.
Well, we're out of the house. We're getting candy.
Okay, for
point. Oh, no. Oh, I'm so hungry. I've stopped. The town is looking rather tasty now.
I suppose I have made a situation where you are the only thing you can eat.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I get my own lips?
Yeah.
Is that good?
And is everything in your house is made of candy?
Yeah.
So like if you get really hungry, you could like eat the toilet.
Yeah. I wouldn't stop. Well, yeah. But I guess actually, whatever, there's no difference.
If you're pissing Coke, you can piss outside.
Yeah, do you need a toilet anymore?
In fact,
what
are you shitting? Pissing Coke, I mean, you're just aiming for your mouth, right?
You would be
bobbling!
Oh my God.
If anyone doesn't know what bobbling is, I highly encourage you to Google it. In fact, look it up on YouTube, I reckon.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Are you saying bobbling?
Bubbling.
The rugby league pastime.
Yeah, it's also a skateboarding pastime. It seems to only be... I'm going to use the word big, but I don't think I really mean big. Big in Australia.
And I'd say probably bigger in the rugby league state.
Yeah.
New South Wales, Queensland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They lift a bubble.
Vice wrote an article on it, so it got big enough.
Hey, man, like the sun's real bad up there, you know, it does stuff to your brain.
Yeah. It's funny to do a thing and then celebrate by pissing in your own mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
And they all do it up
they
there.
Love it.
They love it up there. They're freaks for it.
You go to Nana's birthday, we're having a celebratory bubble.
That's why they're all so flexible.
And that's not even... When it tastes like Coke.
Yeah, exactly. So imagine, it tastes like piss. Yeah.
It would never imagine. Stop. It would just be like, it would be worldwide. Cycle, it would never stop.
You wouldn't even think about it.
Are you going to need a house now that everything is canned? Like the rain is probably going to be pleasant.
That's true, yeah.
Also, yeah, as Dave just said, it wouldn't stop. So could you kind of have this like self energy in, energy out situation.
Yeah, drinking piss.
And you're just kind of constantly sucking on your own Coke bottle.
You said it tastes like Coke. You didn't say it is.
So it tastes like Coke, but for you,
for all intents and purposes, like Coke, it is right? piss.
And then for you're tricking your already candy brain to be like, this is the sustenance I need, but your body, I guess it's processing.
The sustenance we need, of course, Coke.
But your body is now processing it and it's becoming more and more concentrated. So then
it's coming out like a syrup.
You'd be pissing more and more concentrated. But is that good or because that's the waste you're extracting.
Yeah,
right?
It is still
so
waste.
If it's just the waste you don't need, then surely it'd be water.
Because you
need the candy.
That's true. So you retain the syrup.
So you piss Coke, you drink that Coke. And then eventually, your piss turns to water.
Yeah. So sparkling water is what
and you don't
be
need that. So
yeah.
So you end up back where we are now.
Yeah.
You can't really drink your own piss.
Damn it. Well, that wasn't part of the design. Just everything you guys decided to do.
I'm just wondering how emaciated you would be, or how do I need to go out for any other source of food?
I think
you're right because you would eventually eat the village and then each other, and then there would just be one person left and then eat themselves.
This is the blessing that you've gone with.
Yeah.
You wanted a bit of jewel.
Oh, yeah. I don't really think, think it's true.
Do most blessings end with people drinking their own piss and then eating each other?
This isn't even ending with that. It's beginning with that.
That's day one. That's 20 minutes in. Guys, have you tasted your own piss yet?
If you found out, if your dick became
a bubbling.
If your dick became a Coke bottle full of Coke,
I'd see a doctor.
Would you think about it?
I think I would. I said I'd see a doctor, but I think if I looked down
just
and
to
my
brag.
Dick was
hey, doctor, check this out.
How's that regular dick doing you? Mine's a bottle of Coke.
Just a nonchalant shrug. Yeah. Mine's a bottle of Coke.
Mine's a bottle of Coke.
I feel like it does open you up to like the whole town to a new revenue stream where you can now all separately join like Ripley's Believe It or Not style
that's
tours.
That's true.
And you can be like, come see the amazing candy boy.
He'll drink watch him suck his own dick.
It's not weird. Because it's a bottle of Coke.
Yeah. See, I would rather, a bit weird. I would rather it kind of wants to be a can of Coke. So you like reach down, you pull the tab.
Oh, then you kind of still get the piss sound a little bit.
That's I think that's my favorite sound in the world.
Oh, it's a great sound.
Yeah.
Hot day, crack a can.
And then that's you pissing.
So and it would reel. So it would reseal it every time. You'd be breaking the seal.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm back in on this.
Yeah, it's good.
Bring me to like two questions, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sure, shoot.
Coming with it's a can of Coke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is you still cracking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's just the build. Or is it like
it's just a build up? Yeah. It's kind of like you know if you leave say milk in a car. And it kind of goes like it swells up a bit.
Oh no! Okay.
So imagine your Coke can swell it up a bit. You got to release that pressure, but you can edge yourself, but don't do it too much because it might burst.
Edging goes from an awesome thing to do to danger. More dangerous.
Do you think it would improve the orgasm if you shook your penis up?
Just pick me up, shake me, crack me open.
We've really been focusing on the penis as well.
This was my second question.
Yeah.
What's the pussy situation?
What's
you can quote me on that. That's my new catchphrase.
T-shirts. Yeah.
What's the pussy situation?
Well, I guess it's probably like an internal bottle of Coke somehow.
An internal bottle of Coke.
I think that just broke my brain. But also, have you seen a vagina?
Well, no, but you're pissing the same thing. You're both pissing Coke.
Okay.
So it's just the tab can, like the tab pull ring is a bit higher up.
Yeah.
Or is it just a tab, like there's no can, it's just the tab pull?
Yeah, it would just be the tab pull in, I suppose, gummy.
So then sex would be putting a Coke can into a Coke can.
Yeah.
Perfect fit.
Yeah.
And they're both kind of pissing on each other, I guess.
You made sex awesome. I love to be like, hey, babe, want to meet up and piss on each other? Piss on each other's... Piss in each other, sort of.
Yeah. Well, I didn't, again, didn't sort of... Maybe as you went inside, the two tabs of your cans would connect, and then when you pulled out, they would open.
Whoa! Linking the tabs, pulling back.
Yeah.
Double...
I think that's awesome.
And then you're like, you can grab each other and just shock you like a...
How was that for you? Did I open your tab? Or...
Yeah.
I don't think I heard the... No, it went off.
Sorry, I just didn't have a lot of vanilla Coke in me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Quiet tab.
Yeah. Just, oral sex is fun.
Yeah, you pick up your wife
Coke.
And drink her.
Yeah.
Your wife.
Pick up your wife, crack her open, crush her on your head.
It's a very traditional village.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's only sex with wives, husbands and wives only.
Oh, absolutely. Extremely monogamous.
You seen me the other night, fellas. Drank my wife like crazy.
Drank my wife dry. I think it's pretty good. I think it's a good blessing.
Yeah.
Question, though. With Coke, when you put Coke on other candy, doesn't it dissolve candy? Like, say you have like a bucket of fairy floss, which I'm imagining is everyone's hair.
Yes.
Well, fairy floss is tricky because anything will dissolve fairy floss. Water will fuck fairy floss up.
Yeah. Everybody's bald, I guess.
Mm. Oh, it happens.
Whatever.
Yeah. What about like a lolly snakes?
Lolly snakes, Medusa.
Oh, that's cool.
Like a lot of.
You can have one hair cut in your life.
Because it doesn't grow.
No.
Why does this hair not grow?
Why? Wait, does anything... Wait, hang on.
Oh,
if
no.
If you cut yourself, what happens?
It just stays cut. And you bleed coke, I guess.
And you, so you, Pete, you got one good cum.
And one good bit.
And one good bit. So that doesn't reseal.
Yeah, I suppose not. I suppose it's all finite. Yeah.
So if you choose to piss.
That's your one bit.
Yeah, that means
you better enjoy it.
Why have you made this change?
Because I can't, I mean, you know, how candy can't regrow or whatever.
So Jackson, candy, you know what? No, okay, yeah, fair enough. Everything you said.
Candy can't regrow. You're
candy
right.
Candy can't regrow. That's the only roadblock.
We don't know how to do it.
There's no cells. Well, there are cells, but not, you know, regrowing cells. Yeah.
So you've killed the village.
Well, within, maybe.
The village. They're going to die in an hour. Quickly.
Do you age?
No.
Oh, that's good. No, you don't age. You die.
You're candy.
Yeah, I know, but you're candy.
No one's living.
Well, candy ages, but like you don't.
Yeah, but do you age? So, okay, I am. Let's say I am the ripe old age. I'm a 10-year-old boy.
You're a 10-year-old boy for the rest of your life.
It's good.
Until your candy melts in the sun or whatever.
What if you lose a limb?
Yeah.
Can you steal someone else's limb?
Yeah, and if you like lick it and slam it onto your leg. Yeah.
Do I have control of that limb?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Candy can't. Heal, but you can take someone else's arm, lick it, and stick it to your body.
Yeah.
And then you regain control of it.
What if I get, like, say, I go to the store, I am a candy man. I go down to a store and I get a chomp bar. Mm-hmm. I unwrap it and I just shove it into my forehead like a horn. Do I now have a horn?
Yes.
And I love that the shops are selling candy still.
We're not sick of it yet.
I went to a neighboring village, I guess. No. Yeah, it's a horn, but you don't feel it.
Okay, what if there I had lost an arm and I shoved the chomper where my arm was?
No, you wouldn't feel it.
What if I shaped the chomper, I got a bunch of them, molded them together like an arm?
If you went to somebody else whose body was part chomper for whatever reason, okay. Like you opened them up and you took their bones out, their bones being chompers, and then you shoved them into your missing arm, you could control them, but not a chomper from the store.
Oh, I can control them.
No, you can control the chomp bars that you've put where your arm is. But if you go to the store and you buy a new chomp bar, that's not one of the special chomp bars created by the blessing.
Okay, so I have to get a blessed chomp bar.
Yeah, which is i.e. bones, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what if I got, so a squirrel?
Uh-huh.
And then
you could do that. You could do that.
Okay.
You
so like a little squirrel arm.
Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
What if
yeah.
I got the whole squirrel and just, like, say, licked it and put it on my arm?
Well,
I'd say that would work. Yeah.
I feel that there's no rhyme or reason with your answers.
Yeah, I think there's a kind of rock solid internal logic okay, to all of this.
I have lost my arm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Dusha has lost his arm.
Uh-huh.
We both lick our little stumps.
And oh my stick God. It
together.
Stick
yes, together.
You can control one another. You become one being. That's awesome.
Yeah, okay.
So we could do this with Daisy Chain.
Yeah.
Join the whole village, become one guy.
The whole village could become a kind of Cronenbergian lump of gummy.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
If they wanted to.
Okay, so I'm walking down the street. That uh-huh. is also candy.
Uh-huh.
I've taken off my... No, I didn't take off my shoes. My shoes are also candy because they're part of me.
Yeah.
I'm walking on the candy floor.
Well, no, that's
what
the floor.
Is
it's different.
Happening. And maybe there's a bit of rain.
No, because it's floor.
I get stuck to the.
It's
candy.
Not alive.
Okay. So Jackson's logic, I think I figured it out, is when everything turns to candy, whatever its role is in that point can't change.
Okay. Yeah.
What okay. about so, a tree or something like that that is alive?
I would say it's a sort of 50-50 chance.
Okay. I was like, I was there and I'm going again.
But if I say, lost a foot.
Yeah.
Or I licked the sole of my current foot.
Yeah.
And put it on a brick.
No, bricks aren't alive.
Okay. But I can't replace my foot with a brick.
No.
You can replace your shoe with a brick.
Well, okay.
You can do that now.
It feels like he's got the answers all in his head ready for the questions. It's not like he's even having to think about it. He knows. Dave, ask him a question.
Does electricity still exist?
Yes, but it would be... candy.
I have no follow up questions.
He has all the answers. How does he do it?
A little electrodes. The
smartest
electrodes.
Man alive.
Little electrodes going through. They're just like, what, little nerds?
Whiz.
But it's candy.
Honestly, if you went to the frequently asked questions of Jackson's theory here, that would be the answer to them all. Yes, but it's candy.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. How does fire work?
There is no fire.
Okay.
But there's electricity.
It's too dangerous.
Yeah, fire's too dangerous. Everything will melt.
So. Jackson, in this world, what about lollies? Are they the same or is it a different, is it the same word for a different thing?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, if you, like mixed lollies.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. What, is there a difference between candy and lollies?
No. I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
I'd say candy. Well, I mean,
you know, like little milk bottles. Yeah, and yeah. I think of them as lollies, but are they also?
I think it's all the same thing, really. Right. I think that would be candy too. I'm trying to think of something that already exists that could be yeah. mixed lollies.
For some
you
reason,
know?
I think of candy as like gobstoppers.
Oh, hard candy. Yeah, that's fair.
But maybe that is.
That's probably would be cleverer to make your bones out of hard candy rather than chompers.
What if I was to melt?
Too late now.
If I was to melt myself down,
you'd be dead. Okay. Well, no, you wouldn't.
Wait. Hey,
you can't die?
Well, no, not really.
What do you mean, no, not really?
Because the sentience is kept within the kind of candy
it's
form.
The goo.
Yeah, it's in the goo. So you melted yourself down. You wouldn't be able to see, hear, smell, or taste anymore.
Oh, my God.
You'd just be a sort of
this is, goo this in a This isn't a blessing. This is the so worst you, nightmare ever created.
Okay. So I've lost an arm.
Yeah.
I go to my neighbor Greg and I rip his arm off.
Okay.
I put it on my
arm. There are no wars in the candy village.
Sure, I've now gotten that, I don't know, candy filled rage.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm deciding to like pick apart Greg and now I have another leg.
Uh-huh.
His torso onto my torso.
Wow, Greg's got some good bits.
Yeah, I want his head on my chest.
Uh-huh.
What
Well, you're in control of them, but Greg's still alive. Greg? He's still in the bits. Okay. But you are now in control of the bits. So you can see through his eyes, but he can too, but he can't do anything about it.
So he can't. Okay. And then someone comes along and grabs my head and pulls it off.
Yeah.
What happens?
You can still control your body, but they can control your head. But you are still seeing out your own eyes.
He's done it again.
I answer everything.
I think.
What a blessing.
Good.
What a blessing.
I feel like we're getting a little off.
I feel like you abused it, is what happened there.
I feel like we're getting a little off topic here. Yeah, what we need to remember is you need to go to DoGoOn.
Yes, that's true.
DoGoOnPod.com/live-shows / hit enter. Yep. Buy tickets to every show.
Oh,
that's
yes.
There.
Absolutely.
Even if you can't attend, just buy a ticket.
Buy a
it's
ticket.
Good.
It's good. You can say you attended. Yeah. No one will know.
Yeah. Another ticket to prove it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, do you want to support Plumbing the Death Star, but every time you look at Sans Pants Plus, our other premium subscription service, you see all the D&D shit and it makes you sick and afraid? Fair enough, elves suck shit and wizards blow chunks. Well, there's an alternative. You can sign up to the Bad Brain Boys collection on Apple Podcasts and receive a whole dirty bunch of bonus content from your three favorite fuckheads without all that fantasy nerd shit getting in the way. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to head to apple.co/plumbingthedeathstar right now, sign the fuck up, and show your support for the only boys in the world you love.
So three of the UK shows are a book cheat podcast. Dave's podcast is about books. And the other three are Who Knew It with Matt Stewart, which is a like a quiz show.
Hell yeah.
Jackson was on.
I was on it. It was a lot of fun.
And I was working sound, so I got to experience it.
I nearly kicked the table. Well, I did kick a table. I nearly broke a table.
You didn't nearly kick the table. You kicked the table. Beer went everywhere.
Yeah, not
your drink either.
Not my drink.
Did not apologize to the owner of that drink either.
Why would he? Not his fault.
No, it's not his fault.
No. He's an ugly man.
The whole show is about making up bullshit.
Yeah.
And your answers, compared to what you've been doing today, was so dry.
Your performance then was, I thought,
yeah,
was
that's
here.
True. Yeah.
But really, now that I'm witnessing this,
it was down naturally. Yeah. It was a pathetic display. It's true.
Okay, so, in terms of a blessing, I think that's not a great one.
Okay, fair enough.
It's kind of like being like, I'm blessing you by sending you to hell.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we talked about monkey pouring. I just don't think
that was the whole monkey pouring, clutching into a fist and punching you in the face.
JD, how are you going to bless this?
Okay, seriously. Look, you know what? People never really get to experience.
What's that?
Out of space.
Okay.
So, my village, I'm like, hey, blessed.
Yeah.
In 1 week, the village is going to shoot off into space, orbit the Earth, maybe twice, and then come back down.
Are we protected?
Yeah. A dome will come over.
Okay.
Will that dome suffocate us all? Or?
No. There's air.
There's air in the village. All right.
So the blessing does mean that people... Look, I understand that shooting people directly into space will kill them. Okay, this one won't.
Okay.
A dome will appear over the village.
Yeah.
The whole village will rocket up, so like a bit of ground and stuff. Kind of like a... here's a pop culture reference. Yeah. In Avengers Age of Ultron, city go up.
Cool.
So like a
Sokovia go up. Yeah, I understand.
Except this time it's got a dome over it
to protect it from the vacuum of space.
And it's not going to go down and cause an extinction. That's good.
No, yeah.
Will it go down in the same place it went up?
Yes.
Okay, how are you ensuring that?
With my blessing.
With his magic blessing.
Fair enough. The same way I'm getting it up.
Yeah. Good point.
I just think like two rotations of the Earth, just so everyone gets to experience the presumable majesty.
Yeah, yeah.
Majesty.
Yeah, majesty's right. The majesty of Earth.
I understand, because you're going like, say, for example, you've got a globe.
Yeah.
And you're going one way around.
Yeah.
So you're going from like, say, pole to pole.
Yeah.
Right? And then you go, say, the other way around, and you go from like around the equator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, you're experiencing it, right? But that's only twice.
Yeah.
You need to kind of add more loops.
Okay, let's make it four times.
Okay.
But
A year in space.
A year in space?
I think, because there's a lot of like permutations.
There's a lot going on.
You can kind of rotate and move around. I don't want to see.
And now, I mean, is there much of space you can see from just in the space that you can't see from here?
I reckon.
Normal horizon.
Like that's true.
You have to see Earth from
the moon.
So does that, I guess that means how, that it doesn't go straight up, it flips as well.
Yeah. Because otherwise, how are you seeing?
You can't see through the ground.
You have to rotate it as well.
Unless you've got a glass bottom
to the village.
Glass bottom.
So you feel village. Like you're just floating.
Yeah.
This what has become blessing. Scary.
Glass bottom. So I guess you still got like pipes and stuff. Like,
So the village still functions.
You can
still piss and shit, which I know has been a...
So you're not strapped down at all.
No. Why would you be strapped down?
You're flying around. Shit's going everywhere.
No gravity.
Yeah,
fuck.
No way. I mean, you're in control of this.
There's gravity.
You just get this section of village
with
the dome to spin, causing it its own gravity.
Thank
God.
Is that how it works?
I've watched all of The Expanse. Yes.
I thought the reason the ISS had gravity is because it was always kind of falling a bit.
not because it was spinning.
Well, it does need to spin.
Okay, all right, cool. Just checking.
What did you teach at uni?
Not this.
Okay. I was all the way in on that.
Well, crazy, because he actually did teach this, though.
Media.
Ooh. How are we doing?
Pretty good, amazing.
Oh, thank God.
Great episode.
If I was you guys, I'd just like maybe suggest... So you got in the UK, right?
Yeah.
Remember the 8th of November
and then the 20th of November.
It worked.
It worked.
Can
it
you
worked.
Come up with one for my comedy special coming out on the Stupid Old Channel, 26th of October?
Remember, 26th of October.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. Got a hard one for us?
Yeah. Just get a Remoba that day. That's all you gotta do.
Exactly.
I would be, with your space village. If there was gravity, I gotta admit I'd be a bit disappointed. Because I think part of the space deal is getting to float around like an astronaut.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, what if we made it like slow rotate so you have a little bit of gravity?
You could just make the gravity, because the gravity is just for shits, basically. Right? So you could just make the gravity below the surface. So you shit in the toilet, all of a sudden gravity takes it.
Oh, but you could just have all toilets have like a sort of sucking vacuum function.
Like what happens on a spaceship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or even a plane.
Yeah. What if we could, can I just chuck in a...
I don't think that's how plane toilets work. They don't... They don't suck the shit out of your ass.
No.
Like, correct. The ones in the village? I don't want that, dude.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, the toilets are a hose now.
Well, if I could maybe just chuck in a bit of another sneaky little blessing to help out, what if with no shits for all the time you're in space?
Oh. No space shits.
No space shits. No.
Some people enjoy
all your shits you do when you get home.
True. Enjoy a good shit.
It does give you a bit of peace and quiet.
Yeah.
I was going to have alone time. Replace it with an alone time.
You can smoke as many cigarettes as you like in summer. And it doesn't affect you, so your alone time is you just go smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, there you go.
On the toilet.
So in the alone time room, you get to smoke a cigarette and it doesn't have any negative
consequences, only positive ones.
So, okay, the village...
It smells like candy.
Yeah.
The village lands back on Earth.
Yeah.
The dome dissipates. Everyone now loves smoking cigarettes.
It's
the most smoked village of all
and
time.
And I guess if they hadn't been shitting for a year, their sphincter would lose elasticity.
Would it?
And muscle tone, yeah.
Well, maybe they don't have to shit ever again.
Yeah, you know? That's also a kind blessing. Yeah.
That is a beautiful blessing, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My mind, a gentleman never shits. I think it's very uncouth that you three are talking in this way.
Yeah. Boys don't shit.
Boys don't shit or piss. It's true. Yeah.
When we go to the toilet, we're simply powdering our nose.
Yeah. Doing cocaine.
And wanking.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's living.
God gave us two hands for a reason.
So yeah, I just think that like, hey, that's a positive influence. I mean,
you get to see space for a year.
Space is
you
cool.
You get to smoke with no consequence and see space
Imagine
for a year.
Puffing a dart, looking out at the majesty of Earth before you. Wow. That sounds good. Where does the smoke go?
In the dome.
Yeah,
it's just a big compression session
with the tobacco.
Everyone's skin yellows.
Maybe
everybody lands on Earth at the moment. Can't see the Earth anymore. It's just one big smog. Coughing, throwing up as I clamber out of the dome.
I love space.
Jesus Christ! It only took like 2 months. We've been fucking dry aging.
I think that's a pretty good blessing.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, get to see something that we've never experienced before. Seeing the world and space from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah.
Everyone comes back as salami people. I don't fully understand the salami process.
No, but I think it's something like that. You just smoke a cigarette. Do a smoker, right? Well, you got some ham, and then eventually it comes out salami.
Yeah.
You put the cigarette in a little slot, and you smoke the end.
You just smoke cigarettes with a pig.
Yeah. You're going to be salami one day, buddy, and you slap it on the back.
Yeah. Smoker!
He nods, is like, you too, he smokes up. I like this, a pig utopia in space you've made.
How's the salami made? Can I see? And you just open the back of the restaurant, there's a pig with a cigarette in his mouth.
Oh.
The traditional way.
Yeah. Okay. We do all things old-fashioned here.
Just like on the farm.
Yeah.
Joel Dush's salami house.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Interesting.
Pretty good blessing.
Pretty good blessing.
I think you come back the coolest people ever.
Yeah.
You know, you've been to space and you smoke.
Yeah, that's true.
Cool. Baby.
And never shat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that is a flex.
Yeah.
Well. Hey, baby. I've never shit.
You don't think that's a flex?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. I'm worried about your internal.
Yeah, yeah. My insides are septic right now.
I am ready to burst. Feel my stomach. It is nothing but like hard concrete.
Feel my stomach. Don't. Maybe don't.
Whoa. Edging a shit.
Wow. That's good stuff. All right.
So yeah, not a bad, definitely better than
better
a candy
than ours,
blessing.
Better than ours.
Yeah. What about you guys?
I was thinking, and I should have been thinking ahead of time.
Yeah.
But it was only as that was sort of coming to a nice general conclusion that I started panicking.
Matt, I've done 450 episodes of Plumbing the Death Star. Let me tell you, I did exactly the same thing. In fact, I'm going to even peel back the curtain. I got the idea because Joel Zammit has an astronaut on his t-shirt and I'm facing him.
Oh, you did! You guys associate us!
I could use the same. Jackson's got a nice cryptid shirt happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking, and maybe we can work with cryptids in here.
Okay.
But sure. I thought there's nothing better to me than it's all about the build up, you know?
Yeah.
The lows make the highs, that sure. sort of stuff.
Edging.
Edging.
Yeah. Edging. Yeah. So I'm blessing this village, everything.
Yes.
Is edging. Everything is lows building to a high.
Everything is edging. I eat a hamburger a tiny bit at a time.
Oh, my God. All new ways to have an orgasm. This is great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. But that last fucking bite.
Oh, damn.
Fuck that last bite.
It would be good.
Does that mean you also can't finish anything?
No, you finish everything, but it's takes,
a slow build.
It's a slow build.
Yeah.
So everything you do slower.
Could you describe to me how sleeping works in this village now?
Okay. I want to use the Jackson thing where I just go, well, yes, of course I can. And then obviously just be slowly panicking out an answer. Well, the way you sleep, of course.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It starts with a nap. You wake up a little bit, and then you're like, oh, I could probably get a bit more of that.
Yeah, and you know, you put on your pajamas
one
item at a time.
Ooh, okay. Oh, my God.
I'm starting to wind down for the evening. This happens in the afternoon.
Oh! Starts with maybe a little kip on the couch.
Yes. Ooh. At about maybe 1 p.m., little couch. If you really want to edge yourself, you do it the moment you wake up. Get out of bed. Close your eyes. You rest your eyes for a
hot, minute. Hot cup of chocolate. Oh, and that takes a few hours. Obviously.
Read a sentence in a book. Mm.
First, you just examine the first letter. Then you close the book. Go for a little walk or a bit of a walk.
you put like one shoe on. You're teasing yourself with that walk.
Yeah. Put on a sock first.
Oh,
come on,
baby.
I think I've just given the town extreme ADHD.
Bit of this. Distracted
yes.
by yeah, because like
everything you've distracted with something else and now is okay. Yeah.
Now let me try and imagine waking up and then go, because like, okay, so first of all, I got to edge waking up.
Yep.
So I come in and out of consciousness
a
little
bit.
You
should have a doze.
Yeah. Mm. I doze until, like, how long am I doing this for?
Well, I think a day in this village is no longer 24 hours.
Of course not.
I think the year is a day.
Well, yeah, because the day's being edged.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. So does that mean it's like, if you look outside, the sun peaks over the horizon and just dips back down again?
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Okay, a little bit more.
That was
nice. And that'll help you with waking up. Then you got to have the shower. First, you got to just like look at the shower and know a shower's coming.
Well, is this the kind of like the, you know, where there's that with edging, that mad rush a little bit. So it's like slow, 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 real quick stop.
Oh, yeah. True, 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 true.
Back to slow. Ooh. Back to slow.
It sounds pretty good.
It does. Because you can be like, having a shower, a little bit of shower.
Yeah.
A little bit. Oh. A little shower. Oh. A lot of shower.
Feels good. Stop it immediately.
Yeah, I nearly got clean there.
No, not yet.
We're going to slow down.
I'm slow it down a little bit.
You're getting emotional.
It just sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
What about actual edging in the world of edging?
Yeah, well, that was going
to
say.
Oh, my God.
Going to take you the entire year.
1 hour, come your own balls.
Yeah. It's a slow, just one little.
It means you come so hard, you come your own balls.
Come your own four nuts.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. You pop up.
You come your own
bull. You come your own bull. She comes ovaries. It's
It's beautiful. It's magical. Beautiful.
It's magical.
It's like when a shark vomits up its stomach to wash it. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
You swallow them back down.
You gotta pop them in.
You haven't had a perfect cum until you've come your own balls.
You go back. You gotta pop them in like they're a fucking stovepipe. Boop.
I like how you're specifying that they're your own balls as well. Yeah, okay.
What they come everyone's balls in the village.
Babe, I was coming balls.
Whose balls?
Whose balls?
Whose balls are you coming?
Wow.
Beautiful.
That would be intense, I think. Yeah. That'd be really full on. Yeah.
Sick. So that's, right at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Everybody comes through with balls and ovaries. It's intense.
Getting told a story.
What?
And then crescendo. You just go. Just like, I reckon, get a little tale for you. Take a seat. I'll be back in a moment.
I'll be back in a month.
Imagine the crescendo or the drop of a long build up song.
Oh. Couldn't even handle it. And then, sometimes there'll be like a pause before the actual drop. A pause is like 3 weeks.
It's the end.
A song's happening, though. You just can't hear it.
Awesome. In this world, this is what made me think of it in the first place. Is like the
not
football
my edging
team
t-shirt?
I love edging. Ask me about it.
I was thinking about, I wanted to have a village where the Saints won a premiership.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they haven't won one in my lifetime. And I'm like, if they ever win it, that is going to be like a lifetime of edging.
Did you decide to instead ground this in reality? Yeah. Something that could actually happen.
They came close. Twice?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So true. 12 years ago now.
They've been edging for 12 years.
Yes, that's been a lot. Yeah, I mean, that was the getting close. That was
that was nearly there. Nearly there. Bring it back.
Bring it back for 12.
Whoa, easy now. Easy girl.
Don't kick a goal.
So part of this village thing as well is that the Saints win a premiership.
Yeah,
that's how the year ends. Everyone comes their own balls and ovaries and the Saints win a premiership.
Wow.
Ooh. One hell of a blessing.
What an ending.
That's a blessing.
Just hearing like the roar of the crowd and then as everybody ejaculates.
Yeah. Then fireworks probably go off.
Except the fireworks edge, so.
No. They'd been edging.
Oh, yeah.
Everything at the end would happen all at the same time.
Oh, my God.
Midnight at the end of the year, that's when everything happens.
Everybody shits every shit they have. Bubbling the air. You finally finish your meal.
You shit all your shit.
You cum your nuts.
You cum your nuts. Man.
The Saints win a premiership. Yeah.
There's a look going on.
Yeah.
It's just like hooking yourself up to a car battery and your body just evacuating everything.
Now, does this normally happen on the blessing or cursing episodes where every scenario involves shitting somehow?
Pretty typically.
If someone is listening to this episode because they're huge Do Go On fans and haven't really dipped their toe into plumbing the Death Star, this did start with an episode called How'd You Curse a Small Village that we finished recording. We're like, I think we've finally done it. We've done an episode too fucked. We should probably not release that in case it's someone's first episode.
Yeah, so then
we put it behind a paywall and people were like, that's fucked up. We love it. And then we've done it live a couple of times. And then we tried to fix it. We tried to turn it on its head today.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing a really good job.
So fast.
I mean, none of them have been really obviously bad.
I wish this was a clip show so we can just get like...
Because if there are people listening for the first time, what's the best next episode to listen to?
Okay, so what you want to do is you want to grab your whatever you're listening to on it, like, and just hit stop, and then you want to go to your podcast app of choice, delete it,
unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe.
And if that doesn't tickle your fancy, what you should do is you should hit stop.
Yeah.
Go to the search box, type in either book cheat or Who Knew It with Matt Stewart.
Absolutely.
Hit subscribe.
Yeah.
Pick any episode at random. It'll all be good. Hit play.
Yeah.
And then you're going to head to dogoonpod.com/live-show/ hit enter, buy tickets to everything.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the second best episode of Plumbing the Death Star.
And of course, don't forget to remember.
Yeah.
26th of October.
Yeah.
That's etched into my mind. Yeah.
7 p.m. live premiere.
Whoa!
Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time.
Oh, my God.
And you'll be in there commenting along on your own material.
I'll be in there commenting, yeah. hopefully being distracted from it. It'll be on mute.
On Remember the 26th of October. I just go to a particular website or do I have a particular...
The YouTube, stupid old YouTube.com/stupidoldchannel, I think.
Okay, fabulous.
Is it on SOSpresents.com?
No, it's not. It's not on there. This is no paywall.
Oh, it's free for anyone.
Free for anyone.
Mm. That's fantastic.
So if you're not doing anything on the 26th of October. You can watch this for free.
And it'll remain up there after that, but yeah. Watch it with me.
Yeah, of course.
I think some of you were there at the recording. Weren't you? You were there.
Yeah,
you
I was there. Them? Yeah, yeah.
And that's good.
The Joels had great. Better things to do.
Exactly.
They were probably coming there. They were
coming out, blasting our balls against the wall. It was good stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of good stuff, Dave.
Okay.
Take us last on. Blessing.
Final
take us
blessing.
Home.
I've saved a big one for last, and I think. What about this for the village?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Every Wednesday, everyone gets. A free garlic bread.
Oh! Oh my God!
Small.
Fair enough.
That's fair.
Don't want to break the budget. Yeah. I think that would improve my life tenfold if I knew every Wednesday a free garlic bread was coming my way.
Good with that, man.
That'd be fantastic.
You know, you're depressed Monday, the work week's starting. You're like, what if I killed myself?
This again?
You start the work week. You're but 2 days away from a fresh, small garlic
small's
bread.
Small's perfect. I'll get a large. You know, sometimes there's a pizza deal.
I'm
eating by myself a pizza and a garlic bread.
Much.
I don't feel good at the end
I'm
of that.
I'm sleepy.
Yeah, and like a large, that, you know, could theoretically, you're like, that's filled me up. That's almost taken the place of a meal.
Mm. Yeah.
But a small can fit anywhere in the day.
This is a little extra.
It doesn't matter what you've eaten on either side.
And they're arriving freshly cooked.
Freshly cooked. Hot.
Will they find me wherever I am in the village?
Absolutely.
So, like, does a guy bring them to me?
We've got multiple guys.
Oh, it's a team.
It's a team. Crack
good
team.
Good luck monkey pouring this one, Jackson.
It's impossible. It's the perfect blessing.
Who's in the team?
It's the A team.
Now or then?
Yeah, unfortunately, it is now.
There it is.
Well, there's only four people in the A team. There's so many people at the village.
Well,
it is a small village.
It is a small village. First off, who's paying for all this garlic? Who's growing this garlic?
Where does the garlic come from?
Where's the bread coming from? What poor miller or bread maker or candlestick maker? How are they being affected? What if I am a garlic bread salesman? You've just taken hard
money out of Zammit's mouth.
My hand.
But what if we buy it from you for a fair price?
Well, then Zammit's get... I don't like this deal.
This is nice. I'm getting a government subsidiary. This is good for me.
The government pays Zammit to give garlic bread to the A-team.
And
then gives it to us.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Excuse me. Yeah, I'm a doctor. I save lives and I'm earning significantly less money than...
Mr. Garlic Bread over here.
Yeah, but you get a free garlic bread.
I do get a free garlic bread.
And also, everyone eating garlic bread every week is leading to more... health issues, giving you more business.
Especially the celiacs.
We're
shoving that bread down their face.
They gotta eat.
I'm fine with it as a doctor. This sounds good, actually.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And everyone should keep smoking.
Oh, yes.
Good for your T-zone.
He's the best doctor in town. I would say smoke.
Okay, so
I broke my leg. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So here's keep some drugs smoking. For that, but also just keep smoking.
Can't hurt.
What are we? What car are these? Sort of like a small pizza garlic bread, or are they the classic sort of
like
stick?
A loaf?
Yeah. It's a stick pre-cut in foil.
Oh, okay.
Smart. That's good. Easier to deliver. Can throw me at your door like a newspaper, like the old timey paper boys.
That's right, Mr. T's got a pretty good aim.
You get it out of the bush, it's still good.
Yeah, it's in foil.
Yeah. Foil protects it. But that means it's not coming to everybody at the same time, right? So somebody is getting the garlic bread lost.
Yeah, but inside the A-team van, there isn't an oven to keep it warm. So everyone gets it at perfect temperature. Yeah.
So is the hot...
a further question, if you don't mind.
Of course.
So the A team in their van?
Yeah.
Deliver them?
Yeah.
So not individually.
Yeah. In the van. It's a team effort.
Yeah, they've all got to roll.
It's an A team effort.
Yeah. So yeah, one of them's putting them into the oven.
Yeah.
One of them's driving.
Hannibal's driving.
One of them's throwing.
Face is in the back. Then B.A. Baruch is AK Mr. T is throwing the other one, playing tunes on the radio.
Okay.
What That's kind of stuff? Is there like a, yeah, like it's a good question. You know, like a ice cream van has the ice cream.
Yes, but it's surf rock.
Oh, now I love it.
Garlic bread for everyone.
I live in the best village in the world.
When I was thinking of playing a song, I was thinking of Here Comes the Hot Stepper, which is, I think, a great garlic bread song.
Yes. Nice. Well, you were wrong.
Yeah, I fucked it. That's okay.
It's surf rock.
Yeah. It's surf rock.
Like version of more like a traditional like Italian kind of music.
Oh,
like
I see.
Here is your garlic bread.
Are the Gregorian monks doing the Italian music?
Plumbing the Death Star are so good at accents. Yeah. We've said it from the start of this 100%, episode.
100%. That is amazing. That's the best thing I've ever
heard. We have the A team just singing that.
Oh, the A team is singing.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, well, there is one. You did say one's handling the music.
Yeah.
Singing live in
a I mean, leading the music. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, this sounds great. I think this is.
It sounds pretty good.
I can't think of any monkey pool.
Yeah, I think there's no downside.
And I feel like once a week, that's an. You're not getting sick of it.
Absolutely.
No. Small garlic.
It's just something to look forward to.
The garlic bread is, it's perfectly cooked. It's not like in the Simpsons monkey pool episode where the turkey is a little dry.
It's not a little dry.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
Perfectly moist, this garlic
bread. Oh, that's
good. Oh, yeah. You know what?
What if you don't like garlic bread? I can't imagine that happening, but I just feel like
you know what happens? You get kicked out of the fucking
house. You're out.
That's right.
You're out. You're in.
The answer is you shut the fuck up.
Don't like fucking garlic bread. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, good one.
You're going in the moat. You're going in the moat right now.
If the celiacs can eat it, so can you.
I watched my first episode of the A-Team recently, and it's really bad. It's maybe one of the worst things I've ever seen.
What are you talking about?
Okay. No, I was wondering if I thought that was what everyone believed. Maybe I just caught a bad episode.
Are you sure you're watching the 18?
Yeah, but you.
Yeah,
not watching someone else. Not watching MacGyver accidentally.
Maybe that's what I did.
But MacGyver's great. What are you talking about, Jackson?
Yeah, that is true. Maybe Jackson? I'm not watching MacGyver. I must be thinking of something else. Maybe I'm watching
Hawaii 5-0.
I must be watching Hawaii 5-0.
The remake or the original?
The original.
You pieces. That's right.
It felt like it made no sense. There was one of their mums. She was living in an apartment complex.
Yeah,
and these toughs had come in for some reason, and were sort of trying to like move in on the apartment complex. And
then they came to the apartment complex.
Yeah, but they were trying to take it over.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That's a plot of lots of movies.
They were like
The Raid, and Dread,
and then
Dirty Work,
Die Hard. They take over the building.
Yeah,
Die
Hard.
The A Team's plan was so elaborate.
Yeah, they came. The A Team.
They were the A Team. They could have just been like, "Hey,
just rolled
stop
in with
this.
A gun."
Hey, we're the A Team. Oh shit, sorry. My mum lives here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, if I'd known, I wouldn't have.
I'm so sorry.
Everything about it was so odd. And I couldn't believe how many steps in the plan there were. They didn't seem connected at all. It was one of the. I watched the whole thing.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And were you remembered it.
Yeah.
So
it stuck with you.
It's memorable.
Were they connected in the end?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
So many of the steps were superfluous.
Well, that's why.
Journey.
That's why we can only deliver the garlic bread once a week because there's so many steps between Wednesday and the next Wednesday.
I love it when a garlic bread plan comes together.
So is that you think it's a good show? Are you all being ironic now?
It's fun.
It's a bit of fun. I mean,
you know, I haven't seen every episode, but
I've never seen an episode. Happily flip flop whoever I decide is winning the argument at any given time.
I've seen it's good fun.
The movie, I think, like the remake movie is also
that was fun.
Solid.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good time.
I also haven't seen it, but yeah.
Liam Neeson,
he's definitely in it.
Yeah,
Bradley Cooper,
they pull out of a plane in a tank.
Yeah. Is Mr. T still Mr. T?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
no,
he's not played by the original
Mr. T.
But he is still Mr. T.
Is the character Mr. T?
No, the character is B.A. Baruchas.
Yes. Right. Yeah. I see.
Oh, B.A. Baruchas, of course, is the fake name.
Yeah.
Mr. T is his real name.
Yeah.
So the movie's worth a watch then, is it?
I would say so. Yeah, of course.
It feels like that would make more sense than the show.
Sure. I guess so. Yeah, I think it did.
So, I'm with Zaman on this one.
So should we just quickly rank the blessings should we start from worst to best?
Yeah.
Do they happen concurrently?
That's
troublesome. Okay.
So I think, I think a few of ours could work very much concurrently, but then it all unfortunately falls to shit when everything turns to candy. Because, extra use, that's great. Then we get two garlic breads every
double
Wednesday.
Double the garlic bread you get.
And then
make.
We get two A-teams to lift the garlic bread.
And we're in space.
And you're in space, and you're edging it. So edging it. You so see the A-team band drive past, and you're like, in about an hour,
that's gonna be
I'm
good.
Getting garlic.
And then all of a sudden everything turns to candy and we're eating each other and drinking our own piss.
Oh, damn.
So I feel like there's a lot of equal firsts and one last.
One dead last.
Well done for letting down the team. Yeah.
Someone's got to suck shit.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm low on the ladder.
And in Candyman, you can suck shit.
You can suck all the shit delicious. You like. Yeah.
People often say, and by people, me sucks to suck, but in Candyland, rules to suck.
Sucks to rule.
Even though in a short amount of time, you're going to be one with the footpath and just forever just being conscious of being walked on.
Yeah.
And you never get to die.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
It's awesome. Sounds good to me.
Well, on that note, I've been Jill.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Jill.
You guys don't have anything to plug or anything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're about to ask.
Yeah. Is there anything you need to plug? Anything happening?
We actually have something coming up.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing a show in Perth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
On October 29th. Who knew with Matt Stewart?
Oh, yeah.
It'd be great to see people there. Mm. Does this show go out to Perth?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Perth do get this. They get it a little bit later.
Yeah.
About an hour and a bit, I think.
Yeah. Time zones or whatever.
But we are in the UK in November doing some book cheats and Who Knew It With Matt Stewart podcasts. And for people who can't be there, you can also listen to those podcasts. You've all been on them.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And listeners, let us know. Are these good?
Is it still good? Still funny?
Yeah. Still good?
It's always good to check in.
Yeah.
You're still laughing, having a good time?
That's what you want.
Still happy with this?
Sometimes we feel like maybe we've lost our way.
Yeah, have we lost our way?
We're
still
really deep in it. It's really hard to
We talk. Can't go back now. But we're just looking for confirmation. Anyway, have a good night.
Do you want to get some garlic bread?
Yeah, I can't stop thinking about it.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.